You spoke up too late. I love somebody else, so you just have to wait. So when I did, I never changed my love for that little blonde-haired girl who's now the mother of our little blonde-haired boy who's to our hearts so close. I hate to think how fast he's growing up. Last night I overheard them as she tucked him into bed. He said, "Mommy, will you marry me?" And this is what she said: "I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love your daddy, son, so you'll just have to wait. I'm already taken. You spoke up too late. I love your daddy, son, so you'll just have to wait."
And that's Steve Warina with Already Taken. A very special happy birthday going out to you, Mr. Daniel Kwajo Owusu of Deloitte and Touche. It's from your wife, says, "Thank you for who you are and all that you do. I love and adore you, my sweetheart." That's from your wife, Ama Echa Opoku Ampoma. Going out to you, Mr. Daniel Kwajo Owusu of Deloitte and Touche. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day to the max. Well, it's time for Masterclass, and I call him the business guru. Mr. Yao Banafo is with us. Yao, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sammy. I would rather not that you call me that.
Oh, no. You are a guru.
I'm learning.
I've learned so much from you on Masterclass. So definitely, in my world, you are a guru. And I'm sure a lot of people would agree to that as well. It's another Wednesday, and I believe the spotlight is still on sales.
It is indeed.
Okay, so what's in store this afternoon?
So after having gone through the coaching, the selection, the recruitment, and the enablement like we spoke about last week, today we're going to be looking at motivation and compensation.
Motivation and compensation
for the sales team.
Very, very important. Okay, so listeners, you want to get your books and pens ready. It's time for Masterclass. Ignition bounces back at 2:15.
Very good afternoon to you, our cherished listeners. It's always indeed very exciting to come your way every Wednesday with your favorite business development program on Radio Masterclass. Masterclass is powered by Joy Business and brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, they say good energy, Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. The 23rd day of September today it is. And gradually we're heading to the end of the year. If there's something that you've planned to do, something that you sort of wrote down at the beginning of the year as your New Year's resolution, COVID or no COVID, the year is coming to an end. Just yesterday I put on my Twitter handle, I said, listen, the day has started. Whether you get out of bed today or not, the day is going to end, because time and tide waits for no man. If you've got something to do, just do it. Just get up and do it. And on that note, we welcome you to today's edition of Masterclass. My name, as always, is Yao Banafo, and I will be your host for today's conversation. And so if you've been listening to Masterclass in the last couple of weeks, we have been spending time here in the studio talking about sales and exactly how to build a winning sales organization, if you like. We've been spending time here in the studio with our resource person, wonderful resource person, and the person of Mr. Mauli Oklu. He has founded SalesMark, which is a sales company, and he's done a lot of things in terms of sales with a lot of companies, consulting for them, helping them to put their sales teams together, helping them to recruit, look out for talent. The things that he's done just are endless. But he joins us again today by telephone. And he's out of town, but he joins us by telephone today as we continue our conversation. We've been talking about sales enablement last week on the show, but today we want to go into the area of motivation and compensation. And I remember I said last week when we signed off that if you're a salesperson, you're a sales manager, or anything to do with sales, you should by all means tune into today's conversation, because we're going to be talking about the bit of your job that concerns you personally. It's not just you and the organization, but that concerns you personally, and that's what comes to you either by way of motivation, whichever form it comes, whether through training, through spot awards, in whatever form it comes. Today we're going to be talking about you and how you do your work as a salesperson. We're joined by telephone today on the conversation. Good afternoon, Mauli. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Good afternoon, Yao.
I'm happy to have you all the way from from Volgatanga.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mauli. Thank you so much. We're so grateful for your commitment to Masterclass and to building Ghana and making Ghana great and strong again. So how has your week been leading up to this conversation from last week after we spoke about enablement? What are some of the things that you saw dealing with the companies you consulted for regarding all the things that you've been teaching us?
I mean, the challenges have been that since COVID set in, a lot of people are scratching their heads to find out how they can engage customers who don't want to see them face to face, as well as how to get their sales organization mastering all the tools that are available for virtual selling and in-person selling, and how to become much more efficient than they used to be pre-COVID. Because some of the issues are that, look, why does somebody drive all the way to Tema only to find out that the prospect is being pursued is not the right fit? And that could have been done by the phone. So those are some of the challenges our customers are having. And how to be productive and close sales. That's all.
I mean, we've been talking about digitization and how it sort of come to change all of us, but it's important. Yes. It's interesting you make that point about customers wanting to work smart and not necessarily just work hard. And when I say work smart, an example is what you just gave, which is the fact that can't we have this conversation over the phone, over a video call, rather than you driving all the way and putting yourself at risk and just coming to hear me say no. Now, last week on the show, you spoke about enablement. And in enablement, you talked about the importance of having a CRM.
Yes.
Which is essentially a customer relationship management tool.
Yes.
Just by way of recap, just rehash that point for us very briefly, if you like, before we sort of go into today's conversation.
Okay. Well, I mean, the customer relationship management tool is a very useful one. Because for sales managers, sales organizations, and even those at the executive level, if you don't have one, it means like you are like a pilot flying without your instrument dashboard. You don't have visibility of what's going to close next week.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a visibility of what's going to close in the next quarter. And that's one of the more reasons why targets are missed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I speak at seminars and conferences, one of the first questions I'll ask is, how many of you met your sales target last year?
Mm-hmm.
And unanimously, people are struggling to reach 50%, some 60%, right? And they miss their forecast. So, and this is the thing about it. If a salesperson, your salesperson gives you a forecast, now, you escalate that forecast to management.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that forecast is wrong, it means you are going to miss the forecast and then everybody will look stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it helps also to make you predictable. It helps also to diagnose problems that your field people have. So, for instance, last week I cited the example of you might find that a particular salesperson is able to get a lot of prospects into the pipeline, activities into the pipeline, but then you find out that they never cross the negotiation level. They never close. So it gives you an idea that, okay, is it the question that the person is unable to negotiate? So you can deal with the issue of negotiation. It could be that all the prospects that be found in the pipeline are all fake news, in inverted commas. Mm, otherwise, garbage in,
garbage out. Obviously.
Right. So where the people qualified properly as being the, having the need, being having the money, being the right fit, are they the decision makers, or you just populated it? So it has so much possibilities, and yes, the challenge is that how to invest in one, and it's not about the investment in one, it's about having a sales process that you can map out in your CRM. Otherwise, then it becomes a useless tool if you are not able to do that.
I like the point you made, the introductory point you made in talking about the CRM, where you said that it would typically, running a sales process or a sales organization, a sales team without a CRM would typically be like flying a pilot flying without his instruments. And
exactly.
And essentially, you know, that point drives home so strongly because it's exactly what it is. Because then you're only looking at what you're doing now on your table without having oversight or a view of how there are other related actions or activities based on what you're doing. So, for example, you're looking at closing two accounts today.
Yes.
And these accounts were opened 4 months ago. You have no present view over how long the pipeline has been there, how many visits have been to the customer, what the development line for that customer is. Maybe they've gone into other businesses and they have other accounts which you have lost sight of. Maybe the salesperson is challenged because at that level they need to have an executive meeting and close the deal. So the CRM sort of gives you a bird's eye view or a dashboard of every single activity that you know. That point just stuck with me so much last week that I just want you to dwell just for about a minute more on the importance of having a CRM before we go into today's conversation.
It's a fantastic tool. It also helps you to know at which stage your prospects are. It also helps in ramping up your sales activities quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there are advanced ones as well. Where it is mobile, it can also track the performance of your salespeople on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Are they being efficient? So you can find out, is their route mapping correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or the first customer they visit in Terma, they cross over to consumer, second customer, and yet they come and complain to you that you don't have enough well.
Precisely.
So it can optimize their routes, some of the mobile ones. So they have mobile applications as well. So it's a tool that if an organization wants to ramp up and go to the next level, it's very useful. And I do know some companies in this country who use the CRM. They generate tons and tons of data insights that helps them to even prioritize the kind of customers they should be going for. So let me give you an example. You may have about 100 customers, existing customers. Through your CRM, you can find which customers did we close fast, quickest. Because, what we call the sales cycle, the shorter it is, the more deals you can make.
Right.
The longer it is, the more frustrating you become in getting the deals.
And the more resources it even costs you, isn't it?
Exactly. It costs you money. So if you found that, 30% of those customers out of that 100, it was quick to get them and they are good customers, then you begin to do the analysis. What are the commonalities among these customers? Mm-hmm. You may find the commonalities, right? Then that automatically represents your ideal customer profile. So then you ask yourself, which other customers are out there who fit this profile, and how can we position ourselves to chase them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you can have another group of customers. Why does it take so long for these group, maybe the next 40, to close? Are they the most troublesome people? What are the values they are giving us?
Has it even got anything to do with their industry?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do we have the competitive advantage in that industry? So it can give you a lot of insight, and you can realign and become much more efficient in your dealings with prospects and existing customers.
So what we're saying is that if you're running a sales team and you do not have a CRM in today's world where everything is going digital, please get a CRM. And if somebody wants to get a CRM, where do they go? Where can we point them to?
Well, I mean, there are several organizations. I'm sure some of the software companies in the country do have some. There are people who build, CRMs for companies just to suit their context. Mm-hmm. There are people who also build add-ons. Because some of their CRMs are so robust, you can't do much with it. So they build an interface. I know a guy who built an interface onto it. That makes it easier for you. So the CRM will operate at the back end. At the front end is a user-friendly interface that people can use. And I mean, you can even see the map where there's more business digitalized. And it's awesome. You know, I know an organization that improved its salespeople's, performance, productivity in terms of visiting customers by more than 35%.
And that's significant.
Well, the next stage of that was that, okay, the question you asked, have sales increased as a result of that? And that is also another dimension that you can also have a CRM that gives you the field, what conversation is the person having, because the quality of the conversation that the salesperson is having and then the contact they are having that conversation with can also give you an indication whether this deal will close or not. So yes, the guy or the salesperson can go to the client, it's taped, so it's been there, but having a conversation with the front desk executive or having a conversation with a low-level staff who is not involved in the decision-making process, unless, of course, it is for the purposes of gathering information. And you also want to know what is the kind of conversations they are having. Is a conversation that is adding value to that visit then seeks to improve on the customer's business? If they went and they're talking about Arsenal versus Chelsea, then, I mean, you know, of course, you can do some banter just to build rapport.
But the main business has to be done, regardless, at the end of every conversation.
There's also the need for visibility into the conversation. I cited an example to you. I received an email, right, because I made an inquiry somewhere. And the email I received, you know, in terms of an offer, that it will not sell. But of course, in that person's CRM, yes, proposal has been sent to me, quotation has been sent to me, an email has been sent to me. But does the sales manager have visibility into the sort of language that was being used in the CRM, the email?
And this is what will create a problem for closing, because then you realize that some details were missed.
Some details were missed. You realize that it didn't align with my needs.
Let's go into today's conversation. I mean, if you've just joined us, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation. I'm having a wonderful conversation with Mauli Oklu, and we're talking about sales and how to build a winning sales organization. We'll be getting interactive at some point. Time check in the studio is 48 minutes past the hour of one. Let's go into today's conversation. We've spoken about enablement, and we've said that, listen, if you're running a sales team, you don't have a CRM, get help. But beyond that, how do we then go on to today's conversation, which says motivation and compensation and leadership for the sales team?
All right, so today's conversation, we are looking at what we call the exciters, the sales force effectiveness drivers. And this one is known as the exciters. And basically, it's got to do with how do you stimulate, how do you energize, what do you do to energize, to inspire your sales people, right? Because that's what you need. And one must understand that sales is one of those jobs that individuals face more rejection in a day than many will face in their lifetime. So you need to keep people motivated and excited, right? So that's what we are going to look at. So I'm going to look at three pillars. The first one, leadership. their sales leadership. Second one, I'm going to look at compensation. And third one, I'm going to look at motivation and what we call incentive compensation. I'll run through that quickly so that people can ask questions. Does that work?
It works for me, Mali. It works.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look at the first point, which is leadership. Okay. Now, on this particular subject, I want to turn it the other way around. I want to discuss the common mistakes, and then we can talk about how we can avoid them.
Right.
And one of the things I found out, and it's frustrating in our context, is the lack of executive interest in the sales function at executive level. It's incredible. The traditional companies that live on sales, the fast-moving consumer goods, etc., they understand this. So at executive level, you may have sales directors. But in some organizations, if you want to find who is responsible and accountable for sales, it's all kinds of different people who wear that hat as well.
Mm.
Now, sales is a strategic, strategic tool, or it's a strategic discipline that any organization must consider to use at executive level. So you see that sales is on the back burner. Okay, after you people, you go to the market and sell. And that's how it is. The second point, mistake, is that some companies are not sales-oriented or do not have a sales culture. You know, they think that it is just the responsibility of the sales department. It's true. But then, generating leads, for instance, shouldn't be the job of only the sales department. Everybody. So if I meet you in church and you are in Cal Bank and I ask you, Dale, I want a Forex account or I want to open a business account, are you going to tell me that, okay, when you get to the office on Monday, you get somebody to call me?
Or no.
Exactly. So people have compartmentalized their own roles, and they do not see that the impact of sales can actually affect their livelihoods. The day people stop selling, right, there's no business.
Yeah.
That is one. The other one is that when it comes to leadership, the best salesperson in terms of revenue generation doesn't necessarily become a great sales manager.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find people promoting their best salespeople to become sales managers. It doesn't always work. Some do work, some it doesn't work. Okay, so that is another mistake. The other mistake is that not investing in sales managers. So it is assumed that sales is about selling. So the sales manager, you just go and make sure that the people sell. You know, I was doing some work with a particular industry, and I found out that some of the salespeople in engaging them said, look, we need training. We need how to manage our staff, how to coach them, etc. But you understand, they are always under pressure, firefighting, the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys maybe don't have time to develop themselves, and much investment is not done to them. So if you don't do this, you won't build a great sales organization. Five, sales managers who are player coaches. You know, they are sales managers, and most of their daily work is about pushing paper and then going to sell. So you'll find some of them on the field most of the time trying to help people close deals. There's nothing wrong with that. But the question is that, wouldn't you rather teach the person how to fish than always going to catch the fish for the person?
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. And usually, it is very symptomatic of sales managers who came through the ranks as salespeople, because that is what they love to do.
Yes.
Okay. Then the last one is sales managers who are managers and not leaders. You know, you should see a typical sales meeting. It's like a Sahendri. It's more like, okay, tell me, how much are you bringing this week? At the end of this month, you didn't deliver XYZ. And so when the person does that, you get your salespeople also just cooking some figures for you. I call it incredible. You know, so those are mistakes that we make, and therefore our sales leaders, okay, are not driving a vision for the organization. Their job is to drive a vision and go to achieve greater things that others have been achieved. Two, the next point is compensation. And this is a very interesting one. All the time, one of the biggest questions I ask, people ask, well, should I pay commissions or salaries? And that is it. Well, there are people who are not taking salary and sales commission jobs. Now, when you advertise and you say sales commission, they don't want to take it. All right? So that's it. But those are two options. But I'll talk about the commission sales. For anybody out there, yes, there are different types of commission. You can do the straight commission and what we call base plus commission, and then what we call draw against commission. I believe that commission sales is much more competitive in terms of the potential for people to make money. Okay. However, there are people who are not comfortable in seeing salespeople make lots of money. Naturally, salespeople are driven by money. The best people are driven by the numbers they can make. Then, suddenly, when they start making the money, then organizations start changing the compensation plan because they think they are earning too much money.
Right.
And that is a compensation that can be had. So the straight commission is okay. 1,000 CDs you sell, you get 5%. That is it, straight commission. But then the interpretation of that is what makes it either successful or not, implementation. So for instance, you can say 1,000 CDs. The question I have to ask is that if the person achieves 900 cities and doesn't achieve 1,000, will they earn anything? You get what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
It is also advised that you graduate it. So maybe commissions will kick in from, let's say, 600 Ghana cities. At 600 Ghana cities of your 1,000 commission that you achieve, okay, we'll give you 2.5%. Immediately you go to 900 Ghana cedis, you get 3%. When you get to your 1,000, you get maybe the commission is actually 10%. You go beyond 1,000, then we add, and after points you cap it. You understand? Mm-hmm. So that's straight. Base plus commission is that I give you a base, and then you earn commission on the other one. The advantage for that in this our context is that the person can survive. We understand. So if the person is on the base of 900 Ghana cedis or 1,000 Ghana cedis or 800 Ghana, it knows that they can travel from home and come. They can keep body and soul together before they can actually work towards that. Then there's draw against commission, which means that the company advances you, guarantees that, okay, every month we advance you 500 Ghana cedis. It's guaranteed. Or 1,000 Ghana cedis is guaranteed. Yes, when you meet your target and the commission is calculated, we withhold that money. So that is those are the commission. But as I said, that yes, salary is okay. But you see, there are people who will opt for salary. Once they get into the job, and suddenly they find that, wow, this is awesome. They are selling and closing deals. Then suddenly they come to management and say, oh, can we earn commission? Because they think that they are contributing so much. So this is a delicate, it's a subject on its own, and I will recommend that you speak to a gentleman who is an expert in this area, not only sales commission and compensation, but compensation generally in organizations.
Right.
I'm sure you will enjoy a month of thorough, insight. Then, the third one is motivation. Somebody said that Hans, one of those people, said motivation. Okay, why don't you motivate us, etc. But you see, the motivation bit has got to do more of, let's say, sales content, the person who can close more deals this month, okay? You win a trip to Bongatanga, right? That's a typical example.
Yeah.
Exactly. Those are that. And you see that being that special promotions, etc.
Mm-hmm.
However, one of the ways we need to do this is that sales incentive compensation or sales motivation, those promotions, are done to drive a particular behavior. So, for instance, if you introduce a new product and you ask your salespeople to sell, they are used to the existing product,
mm-hmm.
which probably they make more money. It helps them to meet their target. The new product that has been introduced, you said they should sell it, and you are adding it to their target. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They end up not achieving their target and making the commission or the bonuses. So they'll be upset. So one of the things is that managers use this kind of thing to say, okay, if you sell the new product,
mm-hmm.
you get a one-time maybe, how do you call it, commission.
So distinguish it from the already established process.
Exactly.
Right.
Otherwise, it can cannibalize your growth.
Mm.
You may find that at the end of the month, your sales for the good ones, your cash cow would have dropped. You understand?
Right.
If you sweeten the deal too much, the promotion too much, then you end up selling the new product, which margin may be low.
To the detriment of...
Exactly.
I tell you what, Mauli, it's getting exciting, and I'm sure that we'll be sharing a few more thoughts, but I want us to get interactive, so I'm going to open the phone lines, and then we keep talking, and once the phone calls come through, we take them as well. If you've just joined us, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7. Masterclass is brought to us by Goyle. Goyle, they say good energy, Goyle, Yenara, Yedia. The phone lines are now open. You can pick up the phone and give us a call on 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541. Or you can also call us on 0244-340-437. That's 0244-340-437. We're having a bit of a technical challenge with our WhatsApp line today. So if you want to get interactive through social media, you can also send us your comments or your questions on Twitter at Joy997FM or on Facebook at Joy99.7FM. That's Twitter at Joy997FM or Facebook at Joy99.7FM. Numbers to call again at 0302-216-541. That's 0302-216-541 or 0244-340-437. Pick up that phone, give us a call. We're talking about motivation and compensation and leadership for the sales team. I'm sure that you have one or two things to share, either as experience or as what you're doing in your company right now, or as questions to which you want answers. Mauli, let's continue our conversation. Oh, I think I have a caller on the line. Let's pick that call. Good afternoon. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Your name, where you're calling from, sir?
I'm Fred. I'm Fred.
Talk to me, Fred.
Yeah, big one. I'm not contributing exactly to the topic you are discussing, but my point is the nothing assistance for the deep water, Balugu water dam problem. You see, the EcoBank number being given is too long. You see, I was driving when I overhead, but I can't, I'm in the traffic and I can't take this number.
Oh,
but,
right.
They can manage a simple number, 3 digits, 4 digits number. So that any place, anywhere you are, you can simply log in something. They are calling all these numbers. It's emergency.
Right.
So everything is supposed to be emergency.
Okay.
That's my candid advice for that Echo Bank account. I don't know if they can change it.
Right. Thank you so much. That was Fred from Trade Fair. He has a concern not related to Masterclass. But Fred, we will pass on your concern. I think the numbers, he says, are too long. And if they could get shorter numbers, four-digit numbers, it would be helpful. Thank you, Fred, for calling. Numbers to call again, 0302-216-541 or 0244-340-437. Phone lines are now open. This is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7, and we're discussing how to build a winning sales organization. By all means, do pick up that phone and share your thoughts with us. Mauli, I think we can continue our conversation while we wait for the next caller.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how you use the incentive programs. You use it to change behavior. You want them to execute certain things on a regular basis. So, for instance, you want them to go through your sales process.
Right. I've got Peter from Sukura. Let's talk to Peter and then we continue. Good afternoon, Peter. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Peter T.
Peter T, talk to me.
Thank you. In fact, my regards to your guest, anyway. I think that he has really hit it. That is always my favorite.
Mm.
Yeah, it's about the commissioning. You know, you go and say, somebody say that unless you sell about 200 Ghana, you not make the 5%. If you sell less than that, then that means that by the close of the day, you've gained nothing.
Right.
And that very particular side must be well taken care of. Because it's making the youth who go into those businesses and want to sell for, you know, companies and other people vulnerable in the society. Because by the close of the day, they come home with nothing. If that particular area can be really addressed,
right,
so that at least they will not be cheated. You got 10,000 Ghana, the person sell about even 900, 950, because he has not hit the target.
The thousand.
It means that by the close of the day,
he doesn't
gain anything.
Right.
So
right.
I really love that side. Okay. Let's rejuvenate the activities of these traders and those who go into this business so that at least they can be encouraged and then participate fully.
Thank you so much, Peter T. That was Peter T from Sukura. And I think he's just rehashing the points that you made, Maoli.
That's a very valid point.
And I think it's only fair that it's graduated. You know, it serves to motivate them to go out and do some more.
Yeah, so if the commission is 10% of achieving targets, yes, fine. If it's 9, you can see the commission kicks in from 6%. At 600, if they achieve 600, you give them maybe 3%. If they're 700, you graduate. It's usually good with two percentile points.
Right.
Until you get there. As time goes on, because it's a process, not an event. They learn about the market, then they begin to grow confident. It takes about 9 months, 6 to 9 months for salespeople to ramp up to be what you expect them to be. You can't say that they should just go today and achieve the target. And that is one of the impatience of business owners. It doesn't happen like that. It's a learning process.
Okay. I think there was a third point you were gonna talk about, third major point, which was, I think, leadership, was it?
Yeah, we talked about the leadership. That was the first point.
Right, and then we've spoken about compensation.
Yeah,
so
we talked about incentive packages, that you want to use it to affect certain behavior, you know, so that they can focus on that behavior. Because selling is about behavior. To effectively go through your sales process is about behavior. The person doesn't have to skip. So I have what I call the three commandments of the sales process. That shall not skip any of them. That's one. Two, make sure that you do not rush any of the steps. You understand? And thirdly, make sure you and the customer and prospect are at each step along the way. So if you do not give them that kind of thing, it will not work.
Right. I'm sure we have a lot of questions or comments to share. Numbers to call 0302-216-541. Or you can also call us on 0244-340-437. This is Masterclass. We're having a big conversation on how to build a winning sales organization. And today we're dwelling on the subject of compensation, motivation, and leadership. What is your story in your company? You own a company or you work for a company. What has been your experience? What has been your story? Let's share these thoughts. Let's ask these questions so that together we can become much better for it, and our companies will become stronger and generate more revenue and more profit. Maoli, I have a question for you while we're waiting for the calls to come through.
Right.
Before my question, though, today we're having a bit of a challenge with our WhatsApp console. So if you want to send us a comment or get interactive, you can do that through Twitter on Joy997FM or on Facebook at Joy99.7FM. Once you send your questions or comments to those places, we will get them, or our production team will pick it up. And then we'll try and answer them for you. While we're waiting for the next question, Maoli, my question to you is, you spoke about the best salespeople not always being the best sales managers.
Yes. Exactly.
So my question to you would be, as a business owner, as an HR manager, where do you draw the balance between demotivating those who have worked so hard by maybe giving them the opportunity to be promoted? Okay, I'm going to hold on to my question. I've got Kwabena from Labor. Let's talk to Kwabena, and then we continue. Good afternoon, Kwabena. You're welcome to Masterclass.
Yes, Chief. I just want to add to what Maoli just said.
Please go ahead, Governor.
This issue of motivation and remuneration for salesmen,
right,
is a big problem for businesses. I did some work with the insurance sector. The insurance sector model is generally based on commissions.
Mm.
And that is the reason why penetration of insurance in Ghana is less than 1%, especially for life.
Mm.
Because of the commission's model.
Right.
Now, from a human resource perspective, if you look at the kind of millennials we have today, that model doesn't cut for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that model is outdated, but the industry is not changing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Maoli rightly alluded that sales is a process. You need traction over a period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the industry is not able to retain people because of the payment system. So you can hire people, train them as sales agents. Within 3 months or 6 months, they've left. So that instead of the industry focusing on the customer, they are focusing on training people all the time, all year round.
Mm.
And that is not helping the industry. And that has to be looked at again.
Thank you so much, Kwabena. I mean, those are very profound thoughts that he's shared right there. Would you say, on the back of Kwabena's question, Maoli, that possibly the approach to sales remuneration and motivation in Ghana today is part of the reason? I say part because you've helped us understand there are other contributors. It's part of the reason why people sort of shy away from sales, are almost afraid of it, are almost afraid of rejection and all of that. Do you think that the motivation and compensation system also plays a part?
What Kamiya said, I mean, I've also done some work in the insurance, and he's right. But I see it differently to a certain extent, because the insurance industry, the business model, would just thrive on commission. They cannot do otherwise. But what I have recognized, one, is the quality of the people recruited.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And the process they go through. Okay, so it's like the model is open the door wide, let as many people come and try. Those who survive will survive. Those who will not survive will go. Then there's the other model. Use the assessment tools and all those things and reduce the number of people who come through.
Mm-hmm.
But that is also expensive for their business model.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So for me, the middle ground for that is that they need to invest in developing their own sales process and methodology.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have developed your sales process and methodology, and you train the people based on it, okay, and the people can see that if I go through the steps and I apply myself, the sales cycle will be shorter and quicker. They will stay.
Maoli, let me ask this question very, very quickly, and I know we have a few more minutes on the show.
Okay.
When you do a salary, base salary plus commission, and the salespersons are doing well, genuinely, what does that mean for an HR manager who has a salary scheme or a salary structure?
Well, you see, usually, that's a good question to ask.
Because sometimes I think it will tip the scale, won't it?
Well, you see, and that's why you don't actually use that as a scale for sales, for other departments.
I see what you mean.
It's a completely different thing, you know, because most salespeople are driven, and if you need to drive the people to achieve, they are incentivized with money. Of course, it's not all the time that money is the incentive, but other compensation programs. So it's a massive cost center. But
which should be handled differently, like you're saying.
Which should be handled differently, because the differences, the challenges, the peculiarity is completely different. So yes, I do know that. I'm sure that's why some HR departments have HR partners for the sales department.
Mm. I'm sure that we'll go a bit more into detail. Thankfully, we have another week to spend with you. And next week, we're sort of going to be doing a sort of recap of all the conversations we've had and ask a lot more questions.
Yes.
So next week, if you're listening to the show today, next week, we're going to get interactive very early in the show. Mauli is just going to do a quick recap of everything we've spoken about. And then we're going to get interactive real quick, so that a lot of people can be a part of the show. Mauli, thank you so much for the conversation today. We've sort of run out of time.